Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and interview people in the arts. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, teacher, and mentor. This is episode 94 of Art Talk, and this is the part two of the mini-series about old masters and how they still are valuable for artists today. Today will be about Leonardo da Vinci and observation. A man leans over a sheet of paper, his quill moving rapidly, as though trying to capture thoughts before they vanish. The pages are filled with words, thousands of them scribbled in reverse, a script only readable in a mirror. But the words are not only the only thing. There are sketches of a human skull peeled open in layers to see the nerves, of swirling water currents drawn with an obsessive eye for detail, of a leg wrapped in drapery. This man is Leonardo da Vinci, and this is how he saw the world: through relentless observation, through a hunger to understand everything around him. Leonardo once wrote, "Learn how to see. Realize that everything connects to everything else." So for him, observation was not passive. It was active, engaged, obsessive. He believed that to truly paint something, you had to know it completely. Not just the surface, but its structure, its movement, its purpose. Think, for instance, of the Mona Lisa. Why does it seem so alive? The answer isn't just in the sfumato, that soft blurring of the edges. It's in the way Leonardo studied human anatomy and emotion. By dissecting cadavers, by sketching muscles and tendons, by watching how skin stretched over bones when a smile appeared on a face, he saw beyond the skin. He understood what made a person move, what made a face breathe. Leonardo blurred the lines between artists and scientists. And he didn't separate art from knowledge. He believed that the more you understood, the better you could paint. And this is why he spent years studying anatomy, water dynamics, light, botany, and even human emotions. Consider his studies of water. He drew its ripples, the way it crashed against rocks, how it spiraled in currents. He saw that movement was not chaotic, but followed patterns. And then he applied these patterns to hair, drapery, clouds. By studying nature, he made his art feel alive. So how can we, as artists today, learn from Leonardo's way of seeing? So here are three experiences to train your observation skills. First, draw first, identify later. Leonardo didn't start by naming things, he started by observing. Take a sketchbook, go outside and draw something without thinking about what it is. Don't label a tree or hand. Just capture its shapes, lines, and shadows. Seeing without perception, preconception, is key to real observation. Study movement like a scientist. So next time you're watching someone walk, don't just see them move, break it down. What leads? The foot? The hip? The shoulder? What has made Leonardo's figures feel dynamic, even in stillness? Contain motion. Try sketching someone in motion, catching the transition between steps and between gestures. Observe one thing for an hour. Leonardo would spend hours watching water swirl in a bowl. What would happen if you did the same? Take one object, your hand, a leaf, a glass of water, and observe it for 1 hour. Notice how the light shifts, how textures emerge, how tiny details become visible the longer you look. In our fast-moving world, where art is often about speed and quantity, Leonardo reminds us to slow down. His notebooks were filled overnight. His masterpieces took years. The Mona Lisa was worked on for over a decade. Why? Because for Leonardo, observation was never finished. He believed there was always more to see, more to understand. And today, we might not have the luxury of a decade for a single painting. But what if he took just 5 extra minutes to observe before he painted? What if he looked at a face not as an image, but as a structure? What if he studied the way light actually falls before adding highlights? In these small ways, we can bring Leonardo's wisdom into our own practice. So Leonardo da Vinci was not just an artist. He was a student of the world. And that is his greatest lesson to us, to never stop looking, never stop questioning, never stop learning. In the next episode, we'll explore another genius of observation, Rembrandt, the master of light and shadow. How did he use darkness to reveal the deepest truth of the human soul? Join me again as we continue uncovering the secrets of the old masters. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.